positive affirmations for our families. You know, the whole Air Tū Whānau thing is built on seeking the knowledge, the resilience and the strength. We often go out to outside organisations to try and find answers to our problems, whereas if we look deep into our own whānau, sometimes the expertise exists right there among us. So we can make good, strong decisions on behalf of the whānau when we work together. Air Tū Whānau, stand up. Willow Jean Prime is with us because we wanted to say happy Christmas to you, Willow Jean. Tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale. Tēnā koe,
sis.
I thought you were going to say happy birthday for last week. I was thinking, I'm Mickey.
Oh, tēnā koe, but I haven't got that information, and I'm too polite to ask how old you are. Tēnā koe, Willow Jean. Well, what a year it's been, eh? I mean, a lot of our people, understandably, are very nervous about what's going on here, this lurch right and put the boot into tangata whenua. It's not like we haven't seen it before, but we thought we were on a different trajectory. We're just going to have to do a bit of a pause and a rain check, I suppose, about our aspirations while we get this stuff sorted. Are you infuriated by what you're witnessing?
Oh, I absolutely am, and I'm just so shocked, I think, Dale, at the number of attacks on Māori in the very early days of this coalition government. From the coalition agreements and their 100-day plan to Nicola Willis saying that she's going to look at the bonuses that are paid to public servants for the skill of te reo Māori, and their proficiency of te reo Māori, just the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, the Minister of Children standing up last week and announcing that she is repealing Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act. You know, it feels like every day there is a new attack on Māori. And I thought that some of the things that we have worked together over governments of all colours would have been protected. But what we have is outright attacks on te reo Māori, something that we have all been working towards, now being under threat from this government. And I think that, sadly, Māori can't just sit and rest. We have to stand up and fight along with other tangata tiriti for these very important things for our whole nation.
Tēnā koe. Well, you seem up for the fight. You're going to have to be, really, too. You're not a newbie, Willow Jean, and your Wikipedia page has enlightened me as to your age, but again, I won't publicly go there. Kelvin says he's too old and crusty-looking now to be an effective politician, and so he has stepped aside. Is he passing the baton to you, do you think?
Well, I think he's left some big shoes for all of us who are still here to fill. I don't agree with his characterisation of himself or saying that, you know, he's too old and grumpy. I think, though, that Kelvin has, you know, given over 12 years of service as a Member of Parliament, and he's made huge gains for Māori in the space of the first ever Department, Māori Crown Relations and Minister for Māori Crown Relations, but also in children, in Oranga Tamariki, in corrections. So what he leaves, for those of us that are still here, are some really big shoes to fill and legacy to try and maintain against the far-right government.
Tell us, what would you like to say to our predominantly, but not exclusively, Māori listenership to this program, Willow Jean? A lot of our people are feeling very dismayed, and I can sense that some of them are looking at airline fares to Aussie.
You know, I think, sadly, this is something that we're all going to have to fight together. It's not something that can just be left to us, the politicians here in Parliament. This is something that not only Māori, but wider Aotearoa New Zealand need to tell this government that these are important things to us, that equity is important, and that's why we had Te Aka Whai Ora and the Māori Health Authority, and why we have the health reforms, that te reo Māori is a treasure not only to Māori, but to all of Aotearoa New Zealand and our unique history and our unique identity as New Zealand in the world, and that these things, that New Zealand histories in schools is important for all New Zealanders to learn, to understand the history of our country, and that these are things that we as Aotearoa New Zealand all want to see maintained and protected. And that's going to take all of us standing up and making sure that this government hears our collective voice. I'm really proud that in the first weeks of this government, we have already seen protests on the forecourt of Parliament, but also across the motu in terms of the attacks on Te Tiriti o Waitangi, in terms of the proposals to roll back the smoke-free legislation that is going to disproportionately impact Māori, our rangatahi and our tamariki. And so we need to continue sending those messages to the government and to be unrelenting in that, and not just wait until the next election.
Tēnā koe. Look, I can't help but note that there are shots being fired by the Labor Party which we might have expected pre-election, instead towing the middle ground, and I'm not quite sure if my pātai should be directed towards you, Willow Jean, but answer if you feel like it's appropriate or don't, that's okay. Has the campaign manager for the election a couple of months ago been sacked?
Our campaign manager, no. So after every election, Labor undertakes a campaign review, and we're in that process, and we seek feedback from all of the candidates, the campaign managers, members and so on, and all of that's taken into consideration, and a report is done where, you know, there are some insights and some findings into that, and so we're undertaking that process at the moment.
Okay, I'll take that as a no. You're the spokesperson for children, youth and associate education Māori, all very important. Some would say there are no more important portfolios or focus to have. How satisfying is it for you that they have asked you to champion the needs of this sector of our community and society, Willow Jean?
I'm very pleased that after my conversations with our leader, Chris Hipkins, that he gave me the opportunity, the honour and privilege to have the portfolios of children, youth and associate education. They are all portfolios that I had asked for. Of course, it was hard to let go of other portfolios like conservation and associate health that I also loved. But I do see these as three really important portfolios because ultimately, our tamariki, our rangatahi are our future, and I want to ensure that we are providing the absolute best accountability and scrutiny of this government for all laws and policies that are going to impact our children and rangatahi, our future and their future. And so it is a huge responsibility to step into these spokesperson's roles to ensure that we are holding this government to account.
Tēnā koe. Are you going to drive any trains over the summer?
Drive any trains?
Yeah.
No. That's not on the plan.
I read that you learnt to drive a train before a car because your papa was a train driver. Is that right?
That is right. And I mean, we do have the wonderful vintage railway Gabriel train in Kawakawa. However, sadly, the ones that I learnt to drive are no longer at the Ōtiria railway station, but it is a hope of mine that we will see that station reopen in the future.
Kia ora, sis. Hey, most people go north for their holidays, but do northerners stay or do they go?
Oh, I absolutely stay. There's a reason why everybody comes north for their holidays because it's such a wonderful place to be. But I also look forward to when some of them hoki ki o rātou kāinga and it's a little bit quieter and we can enjoy the peaceful north once again.
Tēnā koe. Hey, Willow Jean, all the best for this little break. There's some serious mahi ahead for us all in 24. Thanks so much for sharing some time with us on the program today. Tēnā koe.
Thank you, Dale.
Kia ora, sis. Thank you. Willow Jean Prime.